dial in toll free and bring up whatever you like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you all the features on the site. They're completely free. So head over there, enjoy them on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. How many other talk shows let you do that? I don't know. Does any? Do any other talk shows?
There's got to be one out there somewhere.
Well, I would love to hear about it. Because we do it, and you can actually, if you go to freetalklive.com, look down the front page. You'll see different numbered items. The numbers are votes, and the votes can be cast by you. And the items can be selected and added to the site by you as well. So maybe you find something online that you think is interesting, something fun, something serious, something important. You can submit it, and then other Free Talk Live listeners will be able to register whether they like or dislike the item you've submitted, and you get to vote on things as well. To vote, most importantly, you can go to the Upcoming Stories page. Just click on Upcoming Stories right there from the front top area of the page, and that'll let you see all the fresh stuff that's been uploaded to the site, linked to within the last day or two or three. So, once again, go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Over the weekend, on Saturday night, we talked about talking about the post office, but we never actually got to
it. Quite a bit, actually, yeah.
So now we should do that. But first, we're going to go to you and your thoughts. Mr. Brian is on the line listening in Columbus. Mr. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to say that I am a longtime listener, and I also support you guys through the AMP program. I was listening to the podcast July 17th, and Derek Jay was on, and you guys were talking about the business that sold the Fourier, you know, the ducks that are force-fed.
Foie gras.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Foie gras. Thank you. I don't know how to say it. But anyway, I was listening to it, and I heard Derek Jay talking about how basically, he was implying that it was okay for these ducks and geese to be tortured because they're mean and nasty. And this brings up an interesting point because this was something I've been struggling with my ideas of freedom. Is that if we love the ideas of freedom, then we would agree that violence doesn't solve problems.
I agree with that.
So then why is it okay to initiate and use force against other animals?
You know, it's a it's a whole new continent we're stepping on when we talk about this particular issue. And I'm not saying that you're not right. I'm saying that it's going to change human existence if we start saying things like, look, initiation of force is wrong against any living being, as opposed to initiation of force is wrong against another human being.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand that.
Because, when I built my house, and I did build my house, there were little things living in the ground that probably got disturbed. Some of them probably got killed in the digging of the hole to put in the blocks. So we're not just talking about, eating vegan here. We're talking about living in caves. You're talking about straining your milk through cheesecloth in order to get
you're
the microbes out.
You're taking it
out
to an extreme, Mark. Why don't we just look at the cute animals, okay? Let's look at the animals with the googly eyes.
The ones with spines? You prefer spines? Is that your thing?
Let's just look at that for a moment. Okay. How do you make restitution to your victim? If it's an animal. I mean, if the idea is that, that hurting animals is morally wrong and that it's a violation of the non-aggression principle and therefore, we should put animals on the same pedestal as humans, then they should be, receiving restitution if they're being wronged, right? Because that's what we advocate for other human beings. When a human being is wronged, that person should be restituted for their loss, at least as much as possible. Obviously, if you've lost a loved one in a horrible murder or have been raped or something like that, it's hard to put a dollar tag on that, but there should be some sort of restitution there. How do you make restitution to the animal or the animal's mother or the animal's siblings?
Well, it's difficult to do that because we can't communicate in the same way as we communicate with humans. We can't communicate, we can't cross-communicate with animals.
That's right.
But we can... we can realize that animals are being hurt, I mean, it doesn't take, you know, a super genius to understand that if that these animals don't want to die, and especially yep. in the way that they die. So,
well, I don't think they want to die at all. I mean, they're you know,
right.
Maybe they don't. Maybe some animals have a concept of death, and maybe others just have the concept of the pain at the moment that the act is happening. Like, for instance, a dolphin or a monkey might be able to conceptualize its own death. Mm-hmm. Things maybe. Of a lesser stature. You'd be surprised how smart dolphins and monkeys are. One could argue dolphins are even smarter than humans. But anyway, that's another issue. Look, I don't want to hurt animals. I mean, that's not my thing. I like animals and I like to help them. You know, I've owned them, and I hope people think I've taken good care of them. But when you start deciding what people can do with animals, then I agree with Mark, you get into a very scary area.
I don't think he's down the going down the road that, you know, this should be outlawed in the same way.
Well,
that murder
what should happen then? If it's not going to be outlawed, then what?
I mean, that's why I'm just curious. I'm just asking these questions because it's, you know, I'm the type of person that's like, you know, I don't want to initiate force. And, you know, does that apply? I know it applies to humans, but also, when you look at how animals are treated, you know, through the way we get our food, it's just, like, morally wrong. And just the basic fact that, you know, these animals, we're forcing these animals to die, just doesn't seem right to me. And it doesn't seem that it's in line with the principle that I'm trying to, you know, to live by.
Well, the principles that I'm trying to live by only really have to do with other human beings because they're the only ones that can reciprocate. Other human beings are the only ones who can look back at me and make an agreement with me. They're the only ones who can understand the agreements that we have. The lions, the tigers, and the bears would have no problem whatsoever eviscerating me. My own
even
dog
if you feed
or
them,
cat.
Like for instance, I've got this. I've got these pigs that I got a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I'm feeding. I go out and feed them a couple of times a day. This pig slop stuff that they love so much, and I'm trying to kind of get them, you know, a little more used to me. So I try to scratch them on their heads or whatever, and one of them seems to take it just fine. He doesn't have a problem with it, but the other one, he's a little skittish, and yesterday or today he sort of reached up and made a noise and tried to bite me or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he made a noise at me and it felt like biting, so I got kind of scared. Now, I mean, here's a pig that I'm going out and I'm feeding every single day. Of course, I'm keeping him in a pen, he can't even reciprocate enough to let me scratch him on the head. So, you know, like, they really don't get reciprocity.
Well, I guess don't get it in the way we understand it. I mean, animals have their way of communicating between them. And like I said, we won't understand how they communicate, but I don't know. I was just curious.
Well, we're getting there, actually. When it comes to monkeys and dolphins, we are actually, humans are making progress on communicating with these animals. So there is some of that going on.
I've got to say, I've struggled with the same issue that you've got. I mean, I think it's an issue of aesthetics and how it appears, as opposed to an issue of morality.
Don't you do something with chickens on your property as well?
We've processed all the chickens at this point. There are no chickens.
You mean you've killed them?
Killed them and ate them, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, and, you know, if you look at back at, like ancient civilizations or even somewhat old civilizations, you know, a lot of times they will say a prayer, for instance, before they slaughter an animal.
I do this
thanking
too.
God for the animal being there to
sustain
them.
I try to communicate
them.
With the chicken before I slit its little throat, and I try to do it in a way that, it's just aesthetics. It's all it comes down to is how's it look, how's it feel to you, and that's how I'm trying to make it seem.
Right, are you sorry that you're killing the animal, or do you get pleasure from it? That's, I think,
I'd like the meat and not to have to kill the animal at the same time.
Mr. Brian, if you have more thoughts, you're welcome to stick with us. Also, if you have a question or issue, you know, you'd like to expound on this, I'd love to hear your viewpoint. You know, should this be something that people approach differently? 855-450-3. Not necessarily should it be outlawed, but should people be ostracized for doing this? Or what do you think? 855-450-3.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
866-2237. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You won. Toll free number here tonight, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Still to come, the dismal future of the post office. It is teetering on the brink of total financial disaster, and we can talk more about that. But we actually started out talking about animal rights due to a caller that we have on the line. 855-453. We'll continue with that in a moment.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. IncorporatedLegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents there, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, living trusts, whatever you need. I did a will there, and it was fast and easy. You can save $10 off your order with coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com. It's coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we've been talking about animals and whether or not they're on the same level as human beings as far as should they be afforded the same sorts of protections from aggression, for instance. And obviously, you know, I think that, and I'm glad, Mr. Brian, from Columbus, you agree with us here that that essentially the law should not be brought in to change this situation, right?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily agree. I think that's something we need to talk about is that if we're talking about law, then obviously the idea is that animals are property, right? So when you talk about property, you know, we don't want to violate property rights. But it's like, is that moral? Is that
well, right. Some people don't believe that animals should be property. They believe that it is inhumane to keep any sort of animal, whether a goldfish in a tank or a cat in a house or whatever.
I think that it is immoral to keep as property one particular type of animal, and that's Homo sapien. So how far does one go down this particular list?
You keep a 4-year-old Homo sapien at your house.
Pretty much. You're right. I mean, an adult one, I guess, is where I'm at. You're right. He's absolutely not able to leave and travel about of his own accord.
Right. And actually, some animals wouldn't even live if it weren't for the taking care of them in this way. Like, for instance, Mark, your son is an example as far as Homo sapiens. But there was a lady that was up here for a little while with a very small dog, and this dog is so small, it's a Chihuahua, like, it doesn't seem like this dog could survive.
It doesn't have a chance against a rat.
Right. So this dog would not be alive. It would not even exist. The entire species would not even exist were it not for humans taking care of them. So
that's true, but they're also not these dogs, and they're also not being raised to be killed. I mean, they're not being kept as pets.
True, but we're only talking about a difference in degrees here, right? So you might be fine with the idea of animals being property. I'm only pointing out there are people who don't think that's
fine. If they have the right to life, Mr. Brian, then they have the right to everything else. If they've got the right to self-actualization, then I can't stop them from running out the door and those kind of things. Also, do they respect the rights of life when it comes to other animals? And most animals I've had have no concept of the right to life of other animals. I mean, these are just tough things, and I've struggled with them myself. I can only come down on the side of practicality, and that I guess animals don't have rights.
I think there is only one answer here. I think that the market needs to decide how these things should be handled. And if you look, there are things happening in this direction where, the free-range chickens have become more popular.
Yeah.
Different slaughtering methods have become, more, I guess, appropriate in the marketplace. And so consumers are out there saying, hey, it's important to us. Yeah, we're not going to stop eating chickens, but it's important to us how they're killed. We're not going to stop drinking milk or eating beef, but it's important to us that the animals have a better life before they are slaughtered. And I think that's moving things in, the right direction.
Until we get lab-grown meat, right?
There you go. Mr. Brian, any other thoughts?
Mark, you made a good point, is that the question, do animals have rights? And I think that's something that, we should think about.
I agree.
Free people. But
I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you, Mr. Brian. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Do animals have rights? And I say in most cases that's a firm no, simply because there's no evidence that they can understand that we also have rights. Without the reciprocity, you can't have the idea of rights. Because rights, in my opinion, are just an idea. They don't actually exist. You can't point to a right. It doesn't, float out there in the it doesn't have mass. It's just an idea, and it's a darn good idea. Rights are a good idea for humans to help us interact with one another, to help us respect each other, to get along better, to build more functional societies when we respect each other's rights. So it's a good idea for humans. If an animal could show it had a concept of rights and could respect rights reciprocally, then the animal should also be have rights, I think. We've yet to see that. We may see that happen someday, like with dolphins or, you know, or monkeys, perhaps, maybe even pigs. I mean, some of the smartest animals, animals that we've had.
By this point, one of the tastiest, too.
We've had, you know, this is true.
I hear humans taste a lot like pigs.
There are. Now, I have not heard that, but that's very interesting.
Cannibals will, this is things you read, I do not know.
Yeah.
Cannibals will refer to humans as long pig.
Well, if you ever have a heart attack out in your pig farm, Mark, and your family's out for the week, then the pig might get to find out what you taste like, because they're probably going to eat you.
They might just, yeah.
I've heard they would chomp up a body real nice.
Yep.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I, you know, there are a lot of different perspectives on this. I feel like we've covered a bunch of them, but I doubt that we've covered them all. So if you feel like there's something that you need to add to this conversation, by all means, 855-450-FREE. Because, you know, animals benefit from humans taking care of them on one hand in that it helps proliferate them. For instance, if you look at animals that are prohibited from being owned, like for instance elephants in a lot of Africa, they are poached. There are these people that will go around and kill them and you know, harvest as much of them as they possibly can, and then sell their product on the black market, like ivory, for instance. And that actually contributes, the prohibition of the owning of the elephants actually contributes to the extinction of the elephants.
Sure. I mean, because people can't get what they want, a value from the animals by raising them, they're going to go out and get the free ones. Whereas in the countries where they have the ones that are in captivity, you know, for the tourists to see and that kind of thing, and people can raise them, they have a much better population.
Right. Or the ones that are on a farm for the purpose of you know, having being harvested. That ensures the success of that species.
And one thing,
cows aren't going anywhere. Chickens aren't going anywhere.
No, very popular species, and it's because people want them. But you've seen things like furs become unpopular, very unpopular these days. I mean, furs used to be a big deal. I remember rich people would wear long fur coats.
Like 100 years ago or whatever?
No, I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
It wasn't that uncommon. You know, for women would have a fur. And, you know, now, yeah, furs aren't popular at all. The same thing could be said with ivory if that's what people wanted to do, but instead they've got a whole different set of rules.
So again, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts, welcome on animal rights. It's also interesting, or the idea of animal rights. I don't think rights actually exist until an animal can reciprocate. I don't think they have rights. 855-453. That doesn't mean I don't care about them. That doesn't mean I don't want them to succeed. I don't want them to be happy. 855-453. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live. Also, still to come, the post office. It's failing, but you already knew that.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. TGen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are there, and those features include the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as the chat room is built into the same page. It's all free, by the way, so go to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy that feature. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the new internet currency. They are a digital currency that you can send and receive without being charged any fees by any governments or any banking agencies or anything like that. You're in complete control of your money. It's mathematically impossible for someone to counterfeit bitcoins or to, for any length of time, or for them to, you know, get in control of your account or anything like that. And recently I had an email come in questioning the statement that it's mathematically impossible for bitcoins to be inflated. And this is sort of true and sort of not true. Inflation usually refers to somebody artificially inflating a currency. Now, bitcoins are inflated on a regular basis in that there's an infusion of bitcoins. I think it's 50 bitcoins every few days or something like that through the mining process. And in the same way that gold is inflated when people find new gold in the ground, mm-hmm. It's not inflated in the way that Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve decides, you know, we need some more money, and we need money to be more liquid in the marketplace, so we're going to create some new currency. No one inflates bitcoins, although bitcoins are sort of formulaically being inflated over time.
There's a set amount of them, though. There's
a total of 21 million.
Right. So there's a maximum.
But that won't happen until like 2100 something.
Really? How many are there right now? Do you know?
I don't know.
So there's a certain number that are out there in circulation now, and between now and 21 million, people will actually have to go through a mining process in order to unearth the bitcoins into circulation.
Yeah, but the mining process is easier or harder depending on how many people are mining. And how many bitcoins you get, it depends on how many people are mining. So
I've looked into the mining thing, and it's not worth it. Like, you don't make any money. You have to
build the proper rig.
You don't even make any money, though. I mean, just the amount of money that you're spending on the power, the CPU time.
People are making money on it.
Really?
Yes.
I guess I haven't looked into it then in a while.
Yeah, well, like, you were looking at it back when they were $2 or something apiece. But
good point.
So anyway, yeah, they're being inflated, but they're being inflated on a regular dribs and drabs kind of basis in order for it. It has much to do, I believe. I don't know. I haven't been told this, but I believe it has to do with the, you know, people becoming used to it and using it. And that's why they want to, you know, they don't want to put all 21 million right out there from the get go. So they want, you know, to let the currency going about its course as they and slowly increase it. Anyway, you can find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. You can get your Bitcoins by going to bitinstant.com. Ian, you did it recently?
I did, actually. I just wanted to try it because, I mean, we're fortunate, Mark, that people have bought advertising with us with Bitcoin. So we have Bitcoins. But for the average person who's just getting started with Bitcoin, you don't download the Bitcoin program and it comes with a bunch of free money.
No, it doesn't.
So you've got to get some Bitcoins, and bitinstant.com does make it easy. Any place that has Western Union, which for me, it's the CVS on the corner. I mean, it's literally a short walk to get Bitcoins, and they were in my Bitcoin wallet before I got home.
That quick, huh? So yeah. You've set it up, you walked over there, you did it, you came back, and they were here.
Right. The most time-consuming process was getting to the store and using the Western Union phone thing to punch some numbers in and then going and paying for it at the cash register. I mean, within a half an hour, you can have Bitcoins, for sure.
So you'd probably want to buy larger amounts rather than going and doing small amounts.
I would think that would make sense because if I were to send you Bitcoins, Mark, there'd be no fee. There's no fee to send Bitcoins all over the Internet. Nobody's collecting on that process. But in order to transfer one form of currency into Bitcoins, somebody's got to make a cut, right? So that cashier had to get a little bit of money. CBS anytime, had to get a little bit.
Anytime you transfer one currency into another at the currency exchange, you're going to pay some money.
But from what I'm told by the guys at BitInstant.com, if you do go and do it at a bank as opposed to, say, Western Union, the fee is only going to be hit. You're only going to be hit with a fee from BitInstant because they take a 3.99% off the top. And
but if you use Western Union,
but if you use Western Union, there's a 3.99%, and then there's the Western Union fee on top of that.
So yeah, so, bank sounds like the way to go.
The more that you can put in there at the same time, the better off you're going to be. But from what I'm told, you can go to a bank even if you don't have an account and still use the bank.
I did it at a bank that I did it through Crypto Exchange when they were we were working with them, and I did it at a bank that I didn't have an account at.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
It's fast and easy.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, Bitcoin, very futuristic, very state-of-the-art, very now. Post office, very 1700s. They're not going to likely last for much longer. They certainly wouldn't last this long had they not been government-funded and government-backed.
They've got some ads on CNN that are playing that saying, tell your congressman that the post office should not be tied down with these kind of payments that other businesses don't have to pay. Now, what they don't say is the kind of payments they're talking about is employees' health care payments. Yeah, pension payments, essentially, future pension payments. So they don't want to say that. And, the fact that they wouldn't tell you what kind of payments they were being bogged down with, I found to be kind of disingenuous. But, I have no problem with the post office running its business any way it wants. I have a problem with it being connected with the United States government. I have a problem with it getting low rents from the government and government buildings.
Yeah.
I have a problem with it having a monopoly on first-class mail. I have a problem with it claiming ownership of the box out in front of my house. I have if it put up a box into which it delivered things like the newspaper does, the newspaper, it's got its name on the side of the box. Okay, that's your box. Fine, I won't have another newspaper delivered into that box. That seems fair. But if I go out and buy a plastic box that says newspaper on the side, then gosh darn it, that's my box, and I can have any newspaper I want shoved into
it. Sure enough.
So the idea that the post office, when I buy a box that says U.S. mail at the local hardware store, and I stick it on a stick out in front of my house, suddenly it becomes the property of the U.S. Postal Service, and that no one can put anything in it. It's a federal crime to put anything in that thing. If I want to go to a friend's house, drop off a key in their post office, I've committed a crime.
Yeah, I remember walking around my neighborhood. The first time I found out about this, probably wasn't much older than 12. I was walking around with some sort of flyer for the neighbors. I don't know what it was, promoting a yard sale or neighborhood sale or whatever. And I was putting them in people's mailboxes. There was some folks sitting out in their front yard who were very concerned about me doing that. What are you doing? You can't be putting things in the mailbox. I was appalled by that. I just could not understand. It just seemed so silly.
It is. It is really silly. I mean, there's a box out in front of your house. The correspondence comes in.
Right.
And I can't put correspondence in that box. It's not like, you know, I mean, you have to pay your VIG to the post office in order to get your junk mail in the box, is the idea.
When's the last time anyone was arrested for that?
I don't know, but it's a ludicrous thing. Likely they'd hassle you if you had some kind of business and you
were doing using it on a regular basis. Yeah.
You know, that's why a lot of the restaurants will have door hangers and things like that. So they hang it on your door rather than putting it in your box. But that's all the post office is anymore. All it is anymore is a direct mail service. It is an ad venue. They give a better rate to the companies that sell pizzas and car washes than they do to you to send stuff. Does that seem right to you? I mean, you write a handwritten letter to Mama, and it's 47 cents or whatever it costs to send a letter. I've done it. It's been so long since I bought a stamp for anything, I wouldn't be able to tell you. It's 47 cents for you to send it. But these other places, they get the bulk deal. You're subsidizing them to some extent. And then the idea that if I want to send a letter across town, it costs the same as if I want to send it across the continent. What kind of mixed-up, stupid business plan is that?
Well, as I said earlier in the segment, the post office probably wouldn't exist today had they not been connected to the government. But what I meant was the post office in its current form. Because had they not actually been connected to the government to where they could just beg for bailouts and have the, you know, the feds pay for all their pension plans and everything like that and get all the free rent that you mentioned earlier, they would have had to have changed their business plan. And then maybe if they changed their business plan or their business model, they could have survived to today as a market-based entity, but they've never had to actually do that. They brag all the time about how independent they are from the government, but it's not true. 855.
In a lot of ways they're not.
450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. So we'll get to some detail on what's happening with the post office here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babbitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight here, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia, a little late, but better late than never. You've got a busy week, and thanks for coming in here tonight. We're talking about the post office, just to bring you and everybody else up to speed. We've just been talking generally about the post office in the last segment. Now we'll get you the news about what's happening with them, according to the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. While lawmakers continue to fight over how to fix the ailing postal service, by the way, they've been fighting over this for a couple of years because the story has been the same on the post office for quite a while now. They've just been kind of teetering on the brink of financial collapse every time we check in with the post office. And something must happen at the federal level to kind of extend the length of their survival.
As I understand, the Constitution requires that we have post roads, that the post office actually isn't constitutionally mandated. Maybe I'm wrong on this one, but this is my understanding of it. And just because there's a post office, the Constitution doesn't state what that means. So the post road could be a quarter mile long with one post office on it.
At the end, yeah.
And if that's what was required by the Constitution. So, you know, I mean, to suggest that that we're stuck in this postal situation the way it is seems ludicrous to me. Also, if you wanted
Well, they're stuck in it because, I mean, the post office, as I understand it, has more or darn close to the same amount of employees as, like, the U.S. military, or at least the Army, I think. And there's a huge amount of government workers there, and they're all unionized. And
they've kind of handled that. They now have these sort of temporary postal workers that, you know, the ones that go around
the contractors.
Yeah, the contractors, and you know they don't get anywhere near the same sweet deal that the postal employees get, and so what you do is you keep hiring these contractors. You wait for the Postal Service people to retire. You figure out some kind of plan to deal with it. Because, I mean, there's no way to get yourself out of this situation with the union. I mean, only the federal government could fire these people by cutting out. The post office is stuck. They're stuck. They can't run a business this way.
So, according to the Wikipedia article here about Article 1 of the Constitution, it just says that they may establish post offices and post roads. Hmm. So I don't believe there's any kind of actual mandate that they do that.
Okay. So, you know, why do we have this weird agency
that delivers packages?
Yeah, that's the only reason. I mean, UPS and Federal Express, these agencies can deliver things just fine.
Better. They're guaranteed, they're insured, they're trackable.
Yeah, right. Have you ever tried to use the post office's tracking system?
It's irritating.
It's pathetic.
It's irritating.
It's so sad. I mean,
why is it irritating?
Well, it just tells you whether or not the package has delivered. So basically, when it's been sent out, it says it's been sent out from this facility. And then the entire time that it's in transit, it says nothing.
Yeah, you have no idea.
And then
what's
when
happening.
It gets there, which you would likely already know, it tells you that it got there.
Whereas with FedEx or UPS, you know the exact hour and minute that the package arrived at the facility.
Right.
And
they project what day it's going to be there. Right. They do all kinds of stuff.
I think I went in once to the post office, and I believe it was priority mail. There's fine print on the amount of time that basically says there's no guarantee that this is going to be here in this many days.
Yeah, right. You can pay for that many days, but there's no guarantees.
The Postal Service repeated on Wednesday that without congressional action, it will default. A first in its long history, said the spokesbureaucrat, on a legally required annual $5.5 billion payment due August 1st into a health benefits fund for future retirees. Action in Congress isn't likely as the House prepares to leave for its August recess. The agency said a default on the payment for 2011 wouldn't directly affect service or its ability to pay employees and suppliers. But these ongoing liquidity issues, they said, unnecessarily undermine confidence in the viability of the Postal Service among our customers. I wonder what their, the confidence level is like right now of people in the viability of the Postal Service.
I don't know what the viability is, but I generally feel like if I send a letter, it's going to get there.
Sure, that much is true, but as far as the
future... The reason I don't use UPS and FedEx is because they cost so much.
Well, because you can't, they can't compete under a dollar. That's, you mentioned briefly, and we didn't explain it earlier, that there's a monopoly on first-class mail. That means that if you were to start some kind of a business that were, you know, was to take mail from one point to another for less than a dollar, then you would be in violation of that particular provision. They could arrest you for that. In fact, that's why they went after Lysander Spooner back in, was it the late 1700s or 1800s?
1800s.
I can't imagine that won't fade away very shortly, because how many letters do you send these days?
Not very many.
I mean, sometimes they come, but I get every bill I can online.
We send some bumper stickers out.
Okay, so there's bumper stickers.
Yeah, you can get a free bumper sticker.
For the most part,
promote.freetalklive.com.
You're not really sending many letters out. So I just can't imagine that this isn't going to be phased out similarly like the phone company.
But
I'm always afraid of phasing when it comes to the government, though, because, I mean, the government didn't phase out that tax on cell phones from the Spanish-American War very, very well. They just kept it around.
It's not my suggestion to phase it out. I would like it to go away tomorrow.
But they're going to have to abolish that law. Whatever that law is that, you know, determines that doing first-class mail is a crime, that will have to be eliminated.
How did they do it with the phone company?
They actually did change the regulatory structure.
Yeah, they did.
So something similar would have to happen, basically.
It would.
Right?
And I suppose if the post office were to the point where, all right, well, we're going to just have to shut down here soon, that you'd probably see something like that happen.
The one solution they've got is, you know, at this point, look, just do 3 days a week. Really? I mean,
they're talking about it.
You need 6 day a week postal service. Do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in some addresses. Do Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in other addresses. Cut all the contractor employees out, because you can actually fire them. I understand you'd rather get rid of the union employees because they're a larger financial burden and probably not nearly as motivated to work, but whatever. I don't, you know, I'm just coming up with fast and easy solutions here, and that's one of them. There's no reason that I need pizza coupons every day of the week. I just need them 3 days a week, okay?
Most everyone agrees the Postal Service...
That's it! That's all they do!
I know! It's the most irritating thing I think about the post office is the fact that they sell your information and you just get junk mail.
They just bombard you. I don't have a post office box at my house, and I purchased a private mailbox, and they, for whatever reason, they don't go after these people with the private mailboxes, so I don't get the junk mail for the car washes and the post.
You know, you're right about that. They never put that stuff in the private mailboxes.
Yeah. I mean, I get other junk mail from, you know, because I've been interested in the Republican Party or whatever. You know, Mitt Romney's sending me something every week asking me for money. Well, It's not like I'm giving it to them.
I would call them and ask to be taken off their list.
I don't have that kind of time, dude.
Most everyone agrees the Postal Service needs an overhaul and had a loss of, well, Mark, you either spend the time to cycle through all that mail and throw it away, or you can make a call and make it stop coming. You never have to spend the time
throwing
it away.
I look through the mail as I'm walking to the door. I drop it in the recycling. I'm out of there.
It adds up. It has a loss of $3.2 billion in the second quarter of this fiscal year. $3.2 billion in just the second quarter. And they can't make this $5.5 billion health care payment, this pension payment, essentially. So this isn't going to be the first, and certainly not going to be the last. Not the first, it's not the last time they're going to be in this difficulty. It's only going to get worse, because if you look at the numbers of actual mail they're carrying, it's going down as well. Because of what you pointed out, Julia, that people are sending emails. I mean, the post office is an anachronism almost. Almost. You know, it's something that exists today that really probably shouldn't, at least not in its current form.
No, not at all.
No, yeah. There's no innovation with the Postal Service.
I mean, at least they're not riding horses around still.
That might actually save them. I don't know, man. That might save them some money.
Well, you're talking about saving them money, and I think it's important to point out that the problem is they're not making any sort of cuts with the employees, like what you suggested, Mark, delivering it 3 days. That's fine, well and good, but if they're going to continue to pay the post office workers and not fire them like they did when they shut some of the buildings down, then it does no good.
Right, yeah, if all the employees are on salary, then what good is cutting the days they work? Because they're still making the same amount of money.
Right, I suggested getting rid of the contract employees, which are, you know, a good number of postal employees.
Why wouldn't
employees.
You want to get rid of the salaried employees?
Because you can't get rid of the union employees.
That's a problem.
Well, all I'm saying is I'm trying to come up with fast, easy solutions here, and an easy solution is to fire somebody that's easy to fire rather than somebody that you're contractually obligated to keep around.
The agency blames factors including declining mail volumes and the unusual 2006 mandate that it annually sets aside billions for future retirees.
By the way, all these people could get, when the federal government allows competition in first-class mail, all these people would get rehired by Federal Express and UPS to actually do this job.
Yeah, for sure. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. Hour number two is next. Your thoughts on the post office or whatever you want are welcome. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.